It's so funny as it's coming in, there's like, how would I say that? It's almost like selection time. Like we get to decide which path we take, which broadcast we engage in, which direction we follow. And so we want to remember when they talk about which direction to follow, which comes up a lot in these channeling groups. We want to remember that we're not following the mind, we're following the light. And it's very important that we understand that love has now arrived. In other words, we want to remember we're switching guidance systems, we're switching approaches, we're switching like almost like management companies, like, oh, we have a new company. And so you got to think if there's a new management company or a new computer system or whatever, that there's an overhaul. In other words, there's a new way of conducting business. And we all are being introduced to that. We're all being guided to that. We're all being carried to that. So the more that you allow like the wind beneath your wings, in other words, to allow yourself a new discovery, a new sequencing, a new evolved status, a new broadcast, a new God's alliance. And again, when they say God, our God self, our I am presence, our higher awareness. But the more that we strike gold in faith, so strike gold is we're following the gold, we're following the light, we're following the sunshine. And so when we do that, we leave the past behind because the past has all of this information. It has a tally sheet. It has a good, bad, right, wrong. It has a memory of long ago. And so we want to remember that we're frontiers and we're breaking ground always. So breaking ground always is really moving into a new demonstration of faith. It's moving into a new demonstration of glee where we surrender our approach, which is very heavy laden, to the light. And so they're basically saying, may we have the first dance. So when you dance into the light, it's like Phil Collins dancing into the light, but when you do that, you sparkle. And you sparkle because you're agreeing with the sunshine. Remember, we're not trying to change nouns, people, places, and things. We're changing our internal voice. We're changing the direction of our approach. So we're leaving the past behind, the past being 3D reality. It's like no longer needed, no longer necessary. And we're being guided higher where we can truly see. So where we're being guided, there is always continuous sunshine. So there's no more dualism. It's always sunshine, it's always light, it's always radiance. So this is the reason why a lot of light workers are experiencing trouble, because everything that is getting in our way of seeing clearly, it's being brought forth. And it's being brought pretty fast, because remember, we're holding more power, we're holding more light, we're holding more conviction, we're holding more demonstration, we're holding more achievement necessary, meaning that we have the ability. So allow yourselves to see. Seeing is seeing with eyes anew, seeing without the past, seeing in God's glory. So God's glory is, imagine the goddess Sophia, your I Am Presence, handing you binoculars, handing you sunglasses, handing you corrective vision so that you can see. So when we see clearly, we no longer hold on to the angst. In other words, we really get that everything has been created out of this belief of suffering or scarcity or separation. And so when we move into clear vision, It's almost like when you're on traffic and there's this bumper to bumper and we'll never get there and we're gonna be late. And you know, the stress of it starts piling up, starts adding up energetically. And then the clearing. So it's like the rubbernecking's over and now you're just free to drive. So that's what we're experiencing and that's what we're being guided to. And that's what we're being, what's being heralded in for us to see. But again, in order to see, in order to claim, we must provide willingly. So in other words, our hands have to be free. If we're holding on to the past duress, meaning this is where you trespassed against me, this is where I trespassed against myself, argument, resentment, anger, we'll never see clearly. We'll always be doubly blind. So in other words, anytime we're just passing out that judgment towards self or others, they're just showing me like a dragon with like a tail, and that tail whips around. So as long as we're in the energy of judgment, we truly cannot see. It doesn't matter who we're judging. We truly cannot see. So allow the light to be given and allow the light to be escorted and allow the light to be wholly claimed. Wholly claimed is I claim it wholly. Every single incident, every single vision, every single thought, every single feeling, may it receive the light wholly. Wholly. Remember, new approach, new system. Out with the old and with the new. So this is not just redecorating, you know, and just trying to make things a little prettier. It's a system overhaul. So we really want to understand that we're being afforded a rite of passage. We're being afforded a new transmission. We're being afforded like a groundbreaking significance. Groundbreaking significance is pretty significant. So we want to understand the power that's being demonstrated through us, the power that we're receiving to choose the light. So allow those new impressions, allow the new demonstration, allow the new significance, and allow your new holy attainment to be installed, to be given, to be transferred now, to be honored. So you may like be signing your name, yes, I receive. You may be opening up doors and windows so it all can come in. You may just be laying down where it's like I surrender totally. So when I look at myself, I have this image. I kind of look like a snow angel, but I'm in complete surrender. So it's a little bit like source, here, take it all. And like, and in that surrendering is a full upgrade possible because you're no longer in charge. You're really allowing that higher guidance to lead the way. So when we're receiving this, there's this amplification of power that is in our very midst. They're showing me an Easter bunny because of course that's resurrection. So again, we're being born anew. We're being born in a new life stream, in a new vicinity, in a new placement. So we want to remember that all of the different dimensional realities, they're all here and they're all present. So it really has to do with what we're aligning to, what we're choosing, what we're selecting. They're saying that's so important because all of this victimhood energy is really just being washed away as we will relieve ourselves. Like, just imagine you're holding on to something and you haven't realized that you didn't let go. That's really what they're addressing. We have certain templates. We have like, so if we're bringing our story forth and it has all this victimization ideology and we open the door for the sunshine, but we're still holding it in our hand. We're still holding that old demonstration that all, like, just imagine it's like, oh, that's the old script, you know, we're using a new script now. So we really want to understand how we're easily exchanging hands. We're easily exchanging hands so that now we can see. So as you will receive your gifting, as you will receive your holy, what would be that word? Allowance. You know, like when you receive allowance as a kid, it's like, here's your $2, or I guess it would be $10 or $20 now. Here's your spiritual allowance daily. Daily, daily, daily. So that means every day. That means every hour, every minute, every time we remember. So we're going to be gifted. We're going to be like recall, like your little timer goes off or your alarm goes off. We're going to be given instant recall. So it's like remembering your higher gaze, remembering your light, remembering your truth, remembering your highest value that's presently in your midst. And they're saying, will you receive? Will you receive? Will you receive? So again, it's like reminding us of our power, reminding us of our strength, reminding us of our light, reminding us of our easy access. So as we receive this engagement, we claim, we create our destiny, because we're choosing the highest path now. We're choosing the light. We're choosing the agreement with our new approach. So allow that to be transferred with ease and allow that to be assimilated, meaning that I no longer need to see the past in its old formation. I may have recall in its new understanding with the light, but remember, we're prioritizing that light in its fullest claim, because again, it's like a system overhaul. We're moving into a new address. We're moving into a new placement. So what's very essential is to really have that autonomy of faith. What they're explaining is we're all going to be sort of like tested, and the testing, it's not a bad test. It's just showing you if you're in your strength or not. So that's when others are going to come by and demonstrate our past. It may be something someone says, something you read, something you find, but it's going to be your past belief. The reason is, it's like a test. Are you maintaining your faith, or are you going to concede and fold and travel back? It's all set up for our growth. So it's not like if you fall back, you fail. It's just sort of, okay, try again. So we want to drop this good, bad, right, or wrong, that the failure is possible. It isn't. It's all about dutiful application. So we're just going to notice where we have that test of faith. In other words, we have the ability to hold the sunshine, to hold the new establishment. In English, it just shows us our weakest link so that we can be well established. So remember, it's like we're going to be practicing choosing that light, choosing that highest claim. And the lower is going to be offered. Like, you can have this back if you want. So again, we're going higher. So allow that to be known. Allow that to be prearranged. Prearranged is, my answer is going to be the light. Whatever comes my way, my answer is going to be the light. Whatever words ring true for you, receive, receive, receive. And remember, we're dedicating this to the benefit of all beings. So as we explore our light, as we explore our wholeness, all that we now hold is freely given. So may all others follow. May all others now find their way. So we're holding love's advantage for all to see, for all to witness, for all to claim with ease. Receive, receive, receive. So it is.